You need to suck it. So here's the situation. We're sitting in Let's Wing It right now, and it is about 4:15, a quarter after. Is it? No, it's not even.
No,
it's 4
no,
o'clock.
No, we're good. It's 4
you,
o'clock.
You, I'm Matt Brown.
I'm Rebecca Wood.
And you have a class.
I have a class. From
it's
six
2 hours.
To nine.
Two hours. 6 to 9.
Yep.
What, they've got 69 flavors of wings
wow.
in this restaurant.
Perfect.
And we have just ordered a pitcher, and for reasons I don't understand, of Canadian.
Well, cheapness is the reason,
I guess that
right?
was the reason. But, I mean, it's like when you're talking about a difference of $2, why wouldn't you just go to the pitcher of Primo?
Well, I don't know. You were running that
no,
show.
No, I just thought
I
it just amused me.
Okay.
It just amused me. So there it is. So now the question is, can Rebecca Wood consume a half a pitcher of beer in the 2 hours between now and her class and go to class
yeah.
for 3 hours and not A, fall asleep, B, make an ass out of herself,
yep.
or C, say something that really should not be revealed.
And let me tell you that this class has 5 other students in it and a professor that is really intelligent and I respect a lot.
Oh, okay. So this is a terrible
this
idea.
This is the worst.
This is a terrible
this
idea.
Is like,
if I strong-armed you into this, let's get it right here on the
well,
circuit. Let's suck it.
The original plan was to meet at Starbucks where I was going to have a peppermint tea and an egg white spinach mm-hmm. feta wrap.
And now...
Much better choice.
Apparently because I enjoy pushing you around. Not only have I pushed us over to this wild wing. Sorry, let's wing it.
Yeah.
Not only have I commanded us to get a picture of Canadian, but I whipped out the iPhone and started recording a podcast before you even knew what I was doing.
I feel like
so
I
basically
should,
I'm a jackass.
Yeah, I feel like I should bring your iPhone to my class and periodically.
Ooh.
I
yeah.
don't know what I'm doing.
All right, play
guys,
beauty.
Yeah.
Nice.
Perfect. Cheers, guys.
Thank
what can I get you guys tonight?
We're going to get 30 wings.
You got it? 2 flavors?
3 flavors.
You want to do 3 flavors?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah, let's do
yeah.
it.
Let's get 10 of the ranch yeah. peppercorn.
That's number
36.
You got it?
If you want medium or what? Is it medium
what?
We want?
Do you want medium or buffalo? See, basically buffalo is like how they do it in America.
Yeah.
Like the traditional way.
Yeah.
Fantastic. There's a big difference between medium and buffalo, but they're the same spice level. So it's up to you.
All right, buffalo sounds good.
Wanted buffalo?
Gotta be
10 good.
Of the buffalo and then 10 of the... Oh, geez, what do we settle on? Oh, Cajun Dry Heat and Tex-Mex, which is number 54.
There
got
you
it,
go.
Guys. Yeah. Wicked. Sounds good. Go. Coming up, guys.
Thank
cheers.
You.
Thank you. What's going on, guys? How are
you? So this is, once again, Let's Wing It. Horrible name for a wing joint, but, and I will put this on the table, I will put this on this wooden table, faux wooden table right now, the wings here are possibly the best I've ever had in my life.
Oh, this is such a bad idea for so many reasons.
Oh, I know, yeah.
As I'm
terrible.
Pouring
as you're pouring
behind.
Your giant glass of beer, that's what made me think we needed to podcast.
Oh, God.
It's time to suck it. We can, you know, and we can stop any of these things, we can literally bring out right now. We can run out.
Chug
right
it and run.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of work to do tonight. I can drink all of this beer myself. Go home and do my work. Hey, everybody. Instructional design. And then go to an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie at 9 o'clock. That's all fun.
An Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
They're playing The Last Action Hero at the Toronto Underground Cinema.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
I cannot believe you booked the 1 minute film and video festival screening the one night that I
can
actually cannot.
I can
come.
Believe it. Yeah.
I can't.
The 1 minute film and video festival for those listening. Are we even going to post this? Is this a real show? Like, what
yeah,
is this?
Why not?
Why not?
All right. When have we ever done this? Not around Christmas. This
yeah,
is
I know.
Like
it's
monumental.
Weird. The first time wasn't around Christmas.
Yeah.
But this is. Here's
this is.
Suck it.
Here we go.
Yeah. So the 1 minute film festival is on March 31st, 2011, this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the festival director. Jeez, Canadian beer.
Eh, well.
You know, it is what it is. It'll get the job done. That's 3 weeks from today. Today is the 10th
yep.
of March, 2011.
And I can't go because I have an MRI, which was scheduled in October.
Like MRIs
yeah.
get scheduled like 18, 20
yeah.
months in advance.
So like,
you're lucky to even get one. Are you going at like 2:30 in the morning?
No, 9 p.m.
Whoa.
It's actually my first night MRI. Usually I've been for ones at 6:30 in the morning, and I've been for ones midday.
That's
but
good,
this is my first night MRI.
Night MRIs are smooth.
They're
playing
creepy.
Like the you know they got like the blue lights on instead of the neons, and they're playing a little light jazz.
Actually,
and that's good.
We should meet that night and have wings, and then you will be beard and wings before the festival.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I will be beard and wings before I go to class, followed by an MRI.
I have never hosted the festival without some alcohol in my system.
Really?
Never. Usually it's just a scotch. Me and Meredith, when we started this, we like to just walk across the street, get a scotch,
mm-hmm.
drink the scotch, go back, open the show, because it just you know, it puts a nice tone of velvet to everything that you're doing.
That's all well and good.
And I don't see any reason to break the tradition this year.
No.
Except that there's not really a lot of good bars around.
Yeah, you're going to have to find somewhere to have, or break.
We don't even have an after party this year, because I was just like, there's nowhere I actually want to take all these people after the show.
Not your living room?
Seems like a mistake. It might be a fine venue, given that we're almost going to get no audience.
You might.
You never know.
You don't know.
How could you know?
Are you making t-shirts?
Yes. I haven't done it yet, but I plan to make t-shirts this year.
Who's doing the design?
I haven't worked at it.
All right.
Yeah. What, you need someone? You got somebody?
Well, I don't know. Well, Ben Wood has lots of people who do design things.
Well, I'm shoot sure Ben Wood an email.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that guy.
Even though you texted me that I was a jackass, even though it was him making me sound like
I figured that was probably what was going on.
I can just see him being like, Becca Wood says you know websites.
Yeah.
Which is
that's
clear,
exactly
not, yeah.
what it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, no,
too.
That's Ben Wood.
Yeah.
I feel like,
and I don't, when I do this, I don't want you to think it's directed at you.
I know.
But one of these days, I have to write a thing on my website or like a bulk email or something that explains what I can actually do.
Yeah.
Because nobody understands what I can actually do. Everybody's like, oh, well, you know, they have like vague ideas of what I've spent 10 years professionally being able to do. And because people aren't familiar with stuff like websites and instructional design and all this other things.
Like me.
Yeah. It just, there's boundaries to what I am and I'm not able to do. And I just feel bad because I get a lot, like 90% of the leads I get for jobs, for example, are stuff I'm completely unqualified to do.
Well, the Ben Wood situation is that he was doing a website design for one of his courses.
Oh, I know. I saw it.
And he stayed up all night.
No.
And he stayed up all night doing something else, I think, and then started working on this. So I saw him around 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And he's going, click, oh, I guess this is good enough. And then he'd spend another 10 minutes and be like, well, this is tolerable. And, like, I can't help the guy. I don't know anything about anything.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, he just needed, like, something to help him just get through the last 20 minutes of this project.
Yeah.
And you're the only person I know who knows anything about the internet.
Well, and that's fair. And, you know, I wish I had been more helpful.
Yeah.
But it really showed me, like, I was like, this is what kids are learning in school now in what used to be my profession, and I can't make heads nor tails of it.
Yeah.
I'm fucked.
Well, yeah, I feel like that all the time. Only I have a profession.
But you're going to school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you.
Good for me. I'm close.
How's school?
Did I tell you about my reading week fiasco?
No.
So I'm working on, I was working on an article.
There was a fiasco? It was last week.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
I was working on an article with two professors who are great, and it was really nice of them to invite me in to work on this article with them.
Sure.
And one of them says to me, well, I don't understand why you're doing another master's degree, and I guess it's just because I'm a really goal-oriented person.
Ooh.
And I get that constantly. Like, it's really abnormal to do another master's degree.
Can I give you something right now? Can I give you something right now? The goal-oriented can suck it.
Yeah, it's true. And furthermore, she continues to say, because I have a 16-year-old daughter, and I can just see her ending up floundering like you.
What?
Yeah. This is a grown-up professor who made me feel like crap. So she says this, and then I go to a meeting with another woman because I was trying to set up a supervised placement because my plan is to apply for equivalency in ECE. And the woman says, this program's not going to get you an equivalency. You should just apply for a 10-month George Brown College program. So my master's in early childhood education qualifies me to teach the 10-month George Brown program, not so much qualified to be an ECE.
Wow.
It was a depressing week.
That's
terrible. What am I doing? It got increasingly loud in here.
Yeah,
I don't
major.
Know how this is going.
In terms of the podcast?
Yeah,
I never know either. This is called Mammo Style. Or, sorry, Mammo Verite.
Mm-hmm.
We are a style now of just recording it and letting it playing it as it lays, man. Not just seeing what happens.
Yep.
But the result is probably, it was neat. Like, when you told this horrible, crushing story, the music was gone. Like, it was like a hush fell over the room. And then when the story was over, it was like, you might think that we'd done some sound mixing on this podcast.
Not at all.
But that's not the case. Because we don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Lots of conspiring to crush my spirit in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm just going to finish the program and then make a plan.
Yeah.
But, like...
That's the thing to do, by the way. F all these people.
Yeah, I mean...
Actually, what am I talking about? I'm a loser. But, you know, maybe the thing to do now is you have to have all your ducks in a row while you're working. But, I mean, like, you're working your ass off anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't see any value to making yourself more stressed out.
No, and I had this, like, oh, well, I'm going to, you know, create a course for myself over the summer. And now I'm like, you know what? Suck it on that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take whatever's offered and burn through it, and I'm done.
Courses for yourself can suck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not worth the effort when, like, it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
But my plan for next year was to go work full-time in a nursery school just because the job sort of has fallen into my lap, and
yeah,
I could make some money, not have to do the whole job search thing, and I would have my summer off to get married next summer.
Yeah.
But if I can't get my ECE, that plan's sort of out the window.
Suck it.
So I have to devise a new plan. So if anyone's looking to hire someone with a master's in women and gender studies and a master's in early childhood studies, I'm available.
All right. Let's put that feeler out there to the sucker listenership.
Yeah. So Ben Wood, if
Ben,
you have a job for me,
if you need to hire
possibly
your sister,
Maddie Price.
We recommend. I don't think Maddie Price is going to get this far. You never
no.
got that far into that first one.
Yeah,
I
that's
just don't
true.
Have any.
Okay, so really, it's Ben Wood. If you find a job for me, I need it.
All right. Well, that's fair.
Oh,
I want to follow up on a couple items from a previous Suck It.
All right.
First of all, Suck It, was it Suck It 5 that we just did?
That sounds right.
Suck It 5? Solid Suck It.
Yeah.
I like that Suck
yeah.
It a lot. The 5 or so minutes that we talked about Lost, that's the best that I, and I'm saying you, although I don't know, has ever expressed what's wrong with the tail end of Lost.
Yeah.
Weird thing happened to me, like, 2 months later.
Yeah.
I actually watched all that Lost, that 6 season of Lost. Liked it way more.
Yeah.
Like,
I
could forgive way more
back.
Of it than I did when we did. So I'm kind of warmed up to that ending of Lost.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
That is nice.
Thing two, in Suck It 5,
yeah,
we pondered that Suck It 5 might be the last Suck It, because by the time for the traditional Suck It 6, we would have parted ways.
Right.
Well, now we're doing this.
Yeah, ambush
But
suck
I
it.
Still think we should Suck It on July 15th of this year. We should do a Harry Potter Deathly Hallows Part 8.
Yeah.
Suck It, and just see where the Suck It goes, man. Maybe we'll just even leave it running during the movie.
Yeah.
And then we can hear us going, whoa, jeez. And then when it's over, again, you can hear me go, well,
see you later.
See ya. I think that'd be all right. God, that movie's good, though. Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Yeah.
Jesus, that is a good, good movie.
I have not seen it again.
My significant other has been a little bit sick lately, so I caved to one of my unbreakable rules, and I did, in fact, pirate a copy of Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Yeah.
Which I don't feel too bad about, because honestly, I've seen it in theaters. I'm buying
this
the Blu-ray.
Beer already, by the way.
Yeah, all right. Canadian.
All I've eaten today is a Baby Bell and one turkey bite.
See, there's a Baby Bell? Really? Aw. So I'm not advocating piracy, which is odd, because I love the pirate movies.
Yeah.
But I'm not advocating that, but I'm saying under the circumstances, it's not like I was costing them any revenue. There was nowhere to go see it. And I'm going to buy the Blu-ray in a month anyway.
True.
So, you know what, Warner Brothers, you can suck it. But God, that movie's hot. And it's only getting hotter. That movie has kicked off a resurgence of Harry Hermione fan fiction on the internet that blows the mind.
I follow
dozens of Tumblr feeds that are nothing but Harry Hermione fanfic and shit.
You should send me some places.
Oh, they're
to
good.
Look,
one of the best things right now, this is awesome, is writing fake Facebook conversations between the characters from Hogwarts.
Awesome.
And the ones that are before that I often see are the ones where Harry and Hermione inadvertently reveal that they've been in love with each other and having an affair behind Ron's back.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's some funny shit.
You gotta show it, because here's my problem with the internet.
Yeah.
And I...
This is the problem?
I just, no, my
all right.
my
all right,
own...
go.
I don't know how to work it. I get there, I check my email, I check my university email, I maybe look at your blog, check Facebook, and then I'm like, well, I've run out of things to do on the internet.
Yeah.
And when I'm out in the world, I think, I should look that up. And then I get to the internet, and I go, I don't actually know how to do it.
I'll send you some links.
And this could be you know, maybe if I had a smartphone and I could, access the internet when I thought of those things, mm-hmm. it would be better. But I actually sit there and I go, I know I thought of something and that the internet has lots of things for me to do right now.
No.
Can't think of a thing.
No.
I don't know how to do it.
The word, and you may or may not know this, that you're looking for is Hermione.
Yeah?
Because that is the nickname for Harry, Hermione, Love, Hermione. And just go to Tumblr, search Hermione, and you'll find the awesomest shit, man. There are people who have taken, like, every screen cap in all seven movies where Hermione and Harry are staring at each other even fondly and turned those into elaborate romances.
Wow.
It's amazing shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Now, can I go off on a tangent? Not
Please
related
do.
To the previous second. Do you want to know who can suck it?
Sure.
Those people on the street asking for charitable donations.
Oh, my God.
They can suck it.
Yeah.
It's like the charitable donation universe realized that everyone hates telemarketers and decided they were going to come up with a way to get out of being telemarketers. And what they came up with is in-person telemarketing.
Well, and the sad part is that it's all college students. And
yeah.
they pay a lot because it's the worst job to have. It pays well, and you can get benefits.
Jesus,
from
really?
There's actual... I know at least the Greenpeace, they advertise that you have benefits when you work that terrible, terrible job. So I don't know what to do with it, because, first of all, it's horrible and frustrating and anger-making. And then I also feel really bad for the college kids.
As I've been saying for a couple of years, I want them to issue a card that I can wear around my neck that says, I already spoke to you guys. Because it's bad enough that they're everywhere and they're bugging you. But when you see guys from the same organization, like when they're doing a campaign, Sick Kids was great. Like, I used to live around Sick Kids Hospital.
Yeah.
And I can tell you emphatically, Sick Kids, if you're listening, I will never give you a cent of my money for any reason at any time. And here's the reason.
Uh-huh.
Because you guys just pissed me off with that shit. Because I'm just tired of being harassed.
Well, and that's the frustrating part, is because they're harassing you. And the causes
the
are
causes
not
are
necessarily
good. That's
bad.
The frustrating part.
And the people doing it are not necessarily bad, but the whole culture of it is awful.
The culture is awful, and it's awful in support of genuinely valuable causes. Like, today I stopped and spoke to, some environmental advocacy group, and I'd never seen them before, so I thought, you know what, I'll give them the chance to make their spiel and I'll talk to them.
Yeah.
Because usually when I've talked to you once, I'm not going to talk to you again, and that's why I want my little card.
Yeah.
I want my thing that says, I've talked to you because I'm a girl.
Yeah.
I don't need to talk to you guys again. I'm making a decision. Anyway, I talked to these guys, but it's like, so now I'm going to see these kids everywhere. I saw them twice today.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to see these kids everywhere.
Well, damn, here we go. Peppercorn Ranch right there. The buffalo right there. And I got your dry ones for you guys. I got you all different dipping sauces for you guys.
Ooh.
Beautiful.
Thank
there we go.
You
guys,
so
enjoy
much.
The feast. You're welcome, guys.
Thanks.
Enjoy.
Oh, baby.
Holy crap.
You know, the second might have to go away for a minute while we lay into this shit.
It's possible.
Oh, boy. I'm guessing R is for ranch.
And this B is probably for blue cheese.
And that might also be R.
Wow.
All right. Anyway, it feels horrible to be so angry at people that are doing something so theoretically good.
Yeah.
But on a corporate level, this has got to go
it's
away.
It's bad. It's really bad.
Yeah. So that can suck it.
That can definitely suck it.
You want to cut this sucker off and just eat some?
Let's pause it. We can return.
Yeah. All right. We can maybe we'll be back.
Maybe.
Maybe. Suck it. Bazam! We're going to keep sucking it. Now we have had
30 wings.
Some wings.
And some beer.
And Rebecca Wood has had her beer.
I have had some beer.
And the result was predictable.
Oh, boy. So now I have to go to class.
How are you feeling right now? It's 4:48. You got an hour.
Oh, my God. That's
10 minutes.
I have so much time.
But you just, I was just like, I'll drink the rest of the beer. And you were like, no.
Me too. Bad
Me
decision.
Too. Moi aussi.
Moi aussi. Bad decision.
So, in spite of the fact that I am responsible for this.
Yeah.
And that I should have a drink and all the beer.
A drink and?
A drink and all the beer. You have consumed an equal portion of giant beer.
I have consumed an equal portion of giant beer, but that's just my competitive
I can't believe
nature.
You could remember that entire sentence. That's amazing.
Hey, I'm amazing.
One of the things that's going on with Mammo, my podcast about movies and popular culture, Mammo.ca,
is
that
we killed those wings. Nice. There we go, guys. Can I get you anything else?
No.
We're all good?
Thank you.
Cool, guys. No problem.
Yeah. Thanks.
A memo.
The podcast about movies and popular culture is that we have been getting our shit together, as it were. And so we have a website now, memo.ca, like an actual URL that is ours, and we're doing a lot more work with the guys from Substream, and we're looking at kind of new, we did that CBC chat, we're looking at new ways to bring out them. It's like Memo jumped the shark, and suddenly we had guest stars and new ideas and all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah.
But one of the things I realized when putting the new website together, I had to go through all the old websites and kind of archive everything, create like a series of links to all the work we've ever done. And we used to do such a thing as drunk memo. There's a few episodes where both of us have had some drinks. There's one episode, which is the one where we did on my favorite film of all time, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, where I am fishmullioned in that show. And I feel like that is, I was saying this to Maddie Price the other day, I was like, that's something we have to do more.
Yeah.
We have to get wasted and do memo. And what I like about Suck It and what I like about you is that I don't think we've ever done this sober.
Maybe the first one?
I doubt it. No, we had giant beer. We had giant beer for the first one. We had we've always had beer.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And what's interesting is the conversation, I mean, when you're having it, you're like, well, this conversation's going marvelously. And then you listen to it later, and it's like, oh, Jesus. Well, we shouldn't have done so much drinking before the show, maybe.
The thing is that we don't actually get together and get drunk all that often.
That's true.
We tend to record it when we do.
Yeah, that's good.
That is good stuff.
But I want to set myself a new goal for all the podcasts. I'm now eating green shavings off the table.
This is after eating fingerfuls of sauce.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
I'd like to start doing, like, true drunk podcasts. You know, like just getting a good amount of Jack in me.
Hey, I'm in.
And then letting the chips fucking fall.
What are you doing next weekend?
No, all right, let's do it for the... Well, next weekend, my girlfriend's... There's a function I must attend. A surprise function.
Okay, well, I'm done after the first week of April. I'm done this semester and I have 3 weeks off.
Well, what if...
In that 3 weeks, let's get us... some hard liquor.
Drunk sucking. Totally drunk.
Like, where we may end up actually sucking it.
Whoa! Holy shit! No. Listeners, readers, dear people on the internet.
No.
But I'll tell you what it is. It'll let us get to our original suck it mission statement, which we are going to tell everybody to suck it.
Right.
Like anybody who's even... Like, if I'm not mistaken, and I've had some beers, but I believe in the previous half of the show... We told charitable organizations to suck it.
Yes, we did.
Well, that is only the beginning, my friends. Next thing is going to be like babies, man. Orphans. People of disadvantage in life can suck it.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
Now he's eating sauce.
Now
off
I'd like
of
to
the
put
table.
A sauce off the table. You know, what is in Canadian beer?
I'm not sure.
We're both
this
acting like lunatics.
Awesome.
I'd say I've had like 2 and a bit glasses of beer.
Yeah.
Admittedly, I've had them in like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the problem.
No, we got serious about drinking that pitcher.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It goes down fast and easy.
Yeah, it does.
Like me.
And you're eating these wings.
Geez.
By the way, can I reiterate? Let's wing it.
Yeah.
In College and Young. Best wings in the city.
They're
and that's
good.
Weird. Because this place, I mean, again, no offense to the establishment. This place looks like an asshole. Like, it's not... There's nothing about it that suggests
it's better. Oh, my God. You know what's
better?
Ridiculous about this? Is that when I woke up this morning and looked at your text that, like, yeah, we were going to meet at 4 at Starbucks, I fell back asleep and then had a dream that you were like, no, we're going to go to a sports bar.
Yes.
And then my whole dream was, like, trying to find this sports bar that you were at. And then now in real life, we're at Let's Wing It.
We're at a sports bar.
Holy crap.
Yeah. But can I just... convey to the listeners.
Yeah.
They have 69 flavors of wings. They're all good. There's one on here called Alfredo Wings. No, it's not. I call it Alfredo Wings. It's actually ranch and peppercorn wings. Jesus Christ. There's one on here that is... There's one on here, and nobody's been able to tell me what it was actually called.
Oh my God.
I had it with Daniel and Dimitri and Brenda a few months ago, and it tastes like corned beef.
Ew, and that sounds so gross.
It sounds
to
bad
me.
To you. It sounded bad to us, but when we ate it
was awesome.
It was deliciousness. And then that night, you want to know what I did, my friend? I took my friends back to my house. We watched Spider-Man 3. We drank a lot of rum. And then, because we were not done yet, we watched Pirates of the Caribbean 3.
I know. You invited me over to that night, and I didn't go, and it makes me sad.
That was one of the 8 best nights of my life. I mean, I had these wings. We got way wasted, watched the two threequels from 2007, one of which is my favorite movie of all time. That was the night that there was all that crazy fog here in Toronto, lunatic fog. And there is a great YouTube video of me, Daniel, and Dimitri out on my balcony called Guy in the Fog, named after our film Guy in the Sky, where Dimitri is freaking out because he's afraid of heights. He didn't tell me that before we shot a movie on my balcony.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, he's afraid of heights.
Wow.
He's freaking out!
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's always good. Anyway, that's all I had to say about that. So, should we suck it for Harry Potter 8?
Yeah, like throughout the movie.
My God, could this be the year of multiple...
No,
that's probably better.
Good. I have a call.
Definitely not happening.
Yeah.
Definitely not happening.
Thank you. Yeah. So I say, you know, this could be the year of multiple suck-its, which doesn't happen. Usually we only suck it at the tail end of the year.
I know.
Now we're sucking it in March. We could suck it again in April. We could suck it again in July.
Portable
suck-it.
Ability.
Yeah.
We could suck it all the time.
Yeah.
We should suck it during yoga one day.
Oh, man. That would blow Jolo's mind. Totally. And we should suck it a Benedict Chronicles review.
Oh, yeah. Let's go somewhere really awesome.
Yeah. All right.
I haven't had a Benedict in a while.
I slowed down. I used to be eating like once a month a Benedict. But
Thank you.
Really,
no problem. Thank you guys.
Thank you. Thank God I slowed down because it was killing me. but yeah. Anyway, I guess that's it. Do you have anything else to suck? Do you want to say anything else?
What else can suck it?
Nah, we're good.
A lot of things can suck.
Here's the thing. We'll Here's it. What can't suck it.
What
Let's
can't.
Wing it.
Let's wing it. Can't
is
suck it.
Awesome.
You know what? Beer. Don't suck it.
Don't
beer.
Suck no beer.
This is good.
No, this is great. This is a good day. Well, fare thee well, all ye sucketeers, and
bye,
we
friends.
Will talk to you soon, possibly in the state of greater drunkenness.
Yeah,
goodbye.
Look at us go.
Bazam!